Again, good morning and welcome to our service.
早安，欢迎来参加今天早上的崇拜。
Yesterday on July 4th, we celebrated our nation's freedom.
昨天是7月4号，是美国的国庆，我们来庆祝美国能够独立得到自由。
This morning we will see how spiritual freedom is a result of walking in the will of God.
今天早上我们一起要来探讨属灵的自由是因为我们行在神的旨意当中。
On our PowerPoint, we see a slide entitled The Secret versus the Bible.
在我们后面的荧光幕上，我们打出的这张幻灯片是提到这秘密跟这个圣经。
In Colossae, false teachers were saying they had secret and superior knowledge from God.
在哥罗西教会，当时假师傅这些虚假的教师，他们教导说，从神有来一个秘密，一个超越知识，一个优越知识的一个优越的知识从神而来。
They also claimed to have the key to life.
他们也同时宣称他们有这个生命的钥匙。
The Bible teaches us with the very words of God in plain and absolute truth.
圣经教导我们的是那么显而能够明白的一些神的话语，它都是绝对的真理。
It reveals to us the way of God, which is through Jesus Christ.
圣经来告诉我们，经过耶稣基督，我们能够来到神的面前。
The false teacher's secret claim was Gnosticism. It's a Greek word.It's our Greek term for the word knowledge.
当时在哥罗西教会，这些假师傅他们所宣称的是诺斯底主义，主要这个就在希腊的文字里面，这个字它的意思就是知识。
It was false teaching with a new name, a new cover, and a new author.
这是一个错误的教导，只是用一个新的名字，一个新的表面，跟用一个新的作者。
Nothing has changed. Groups today.Like the Mormons claim to have secret knowledge.
在今天的世界里面也是同样的，这些事情并没有改变。就像在我们知道的摩门教里面，他们也宣称他们有一种神秘的知识在里面。
They have their own word from God, which is called the Book of Mormon.
他们有他们自己所谓神的话语，就是所谓的摩门经。
This was given to their leader, Joseph Smith. He's not a relation of mine, by the way.By an angel named Mordecai.
这本所谓的摩门经是由这个摩门教的创始人叫做 Joseph Smith， 他跟 Terry Smith， 我们 Smith 牧师没有任何的关系。那这神的话语是从所谓他们的天使诺迪改那边所传达出来的。
And Jehovah Witnesses claim superior prophetic knowledge, but their predictions about the end of the world have never been accurate.
耶和华末世圣徒教会，他们宣称他们也有所谓优越的预言的知识，但是他们对于世界末世的预言从来不准确，没有兑现过。
Scientology claims to have answers to life's problems. However, the basis of theirComes from a science fiction author.
有个科学神学，他们声称他们有人生所有问题的解答，可是他们的所有的教导都是根据一位来写这个科学科幻小说的一个作者由他而来。
They actually believe that we are aliens from another planet.
他们相信我们是从外星球来的外星人。
Whom one day can obtain godlike salvation through the process of reincarnation.
有一天这些外星人都能够经过神的救恩，神类似的救恩能够来改变他们自己。
These cults have new names, but the same godless teaching and the same evil author, Satan.
这些异端他们都有新的名字，但是他们所教导的都是从撒旦魔鬼那边而来。
In 1985, I visited Paris on a Reformation tour as part of my Doctor of Ministry program.
在1985年，Smith 牧师他参加了一个是在他的神学博士的一个课程里面，他参加了一个所谓 归正的一个旅游团到法国的巴黎去。
I had an opportunity to visit the Louvre Art Museum.
他有这个机会来参观了当时的罗浮艺术博物馆。
There were countless masterpieces of art, including the statue of the slave by Michelangelo.
在那个地方有很多著名的无数著名的这个艺术作品，包括米开朗基罗所做的一个雕像叫做奴隶。
And my favorite, the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci.
还有一个就是蒙娜丽莎的这幅画是由达文奇所做的。
And as I thought about these magnificent works of art, I couldn't help but think about God's museum.
每当 Terry Smith 他想到这些神这些人所做有名的艺术作品的时候，他不禁要想到神伟大的创作。
See, God is an artist, and His creative handiwork is breathtakingly majestic.
神是一个艺术家，他所创造、他所做的是近乎所有我们所能够想象的。
However, His creation is not His greatest work. God's greatest work is His redemption of us.
然而，神的创造并不是他最伟大的工作，他最伟大的工作乃是他的救赎在我们的身上。
In Ephesians 2:10, we are called His workmanship or poimeia.
在以弗所书二章十节里面，特别讲到神手所做的。
A Greek term that means poem or work of art.
就提到神所创造，他神创造我们，就是他这个艺术的一个精品。
Today in our passage, we will see God did not recreate us in His Son to be museum pieces.
今天我们要来看。神的话语是来告诉我们，神来创造我们，并不是有一天把我们变成一个博物馆里面的一个精品，一个艺术品。
He redeemed us so that our good works would display His brilliant colors of forgiveness, of mercy and grace.
他创造我们最主要目的是因为要救赎我们，以至于我们能够行出神的话语，能够来彰显出很美丽的颜色，是经过我们。对人的饶恕，对别人的怜悯，还有恩典。
And that we would draw a world in darkness into the light of His love.
我们借着神的爱，能够把光带到这个世界上来。
And I know I'm a Baptist, but I'll have to say hallelujah to that one. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. That's not in the script.
It's not in the script. So I missed it. 他说我们是浸信会，所以。
The will of God, first of all.
第一个是神的神的旨意。
First, we're going to look at spiritual knowledge.
第一个我们看到属灵的知识。
And Paul prayed that we would be filled with spiritual knowledge.
在这里的经文讲到保罗祷告，希望我们能够被这些属灵的知识所来充满。
The Colossians were to be filled, permeated, or controlled by the knowledge of God's will.
哥罗西教会。保罗的祷告希望哥罗西教会能够被神的话语来进入，能够 来掌控他们的生活。
What is the goal of our lives here today?
我们生活的目标是什么？
Our material prosperity and happiness consistent goals with us as Christians?
我们生活的目标是为了我们在物质上的丰富，还有我们生活上的快乐吗？这是我们基督徒的一个目标吗？
The goal for our lives as Christians is to know and to do the will of God.
成为一个基督徒的我们生命的目标乃是要能够来知道神，能够来遵行神的旨意。
As God's children, deep down in our hearts, we want to do God's will, don't we?
身为一个神的儿女，我们在我们心里的深处，我们是要来遵行神的话语，不是吗？
But doing God's will is often a little bit complicated and difficult at times.
但是遵行神的旨意很多时候是很复杂，是很困难的。
It can also be mysterious.
也有可能是非常神秘的。
Winston Churchill once said about this life.
英国首相丘吉尔曾经说过，生命就像。
He said, "It's a riddle wrapped up in a mystery inside an enigma."
他说生命就像一个谜，包在一个谜，一个秘密里面，然后这个秘密又是在一个谜的里面。
Sometimes we don't even know where God is taking us.
有时候我们甚至不晓得神到底带我们要到哪里去。
We must bend our will to His will.
我们有时候必须要屈就我们的想法来跟随神的旨意。
And you know, most of us are not all that excited about bending.
很多时候要我们来改变我们自己，来迁就神，好像不是那么兴奋的事情。
It seems like we prefer to resist.
我们常常是用一种阻挡的态度来面对。
See, that's why the Christian life is sometimes a struggle.
就是因此，所以我们基督徒的生命有时候是一种struggle.
What is the will of God for me, you may ask?
到底神的旨意对我的旨意是什么呢？你会问这个问题。
Let me just add this. I know some of you right now are in the process of making some important decisions with your life.
很多在座的弟兄姐妹，我知道你们在目前这个时候是有很多重要的决定要做。
Our text says here that we can find God's will through wisdom and understanding.
在这圣经的经节讲到，我们能够知道神的旨意，经过这属灵的智慧跟了解。
We see God's wisdom and understanding. Let's look at them together.
那我们一起来看什么是属灵的智慧。
Someone has said at the fork of every road, we need faith and action to follow God's leading.
有人说，当我们来到生命人生的岔路的时候，我们需要信心，我们需要行动。来跟随神的领导。
See, that's the crisis of belief.
这是一个信心的危机。
It is a turning point where you and I must make an important decision.
这是一个转捩点，当我们必须要做决定的时候。
One person who struggled with a crisis of belief was Sarah, Abraham's wife.
在圣经里面提到亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉就是这么一个人，她曾经在信心的危机上有很多的有很多的挑战。
You will have a baby, God promised.
神跟撒拉说你将来会有一个小孩。
Many years passed and she couldn't conceive.
经过了很多年的时间，可是她并没有怀孕。
Finally, she decided to take control of her own destiny.
最后撒拉决定用她自己的决定来控制她自己的命运。
She told Abraham, "Go into my handmaiden Hagar."
她告诉亚伯拉罕，就是她的丈夫，去找她的侍女叫夏甲
，and have a child with her.
让她的丈夫跟夏甲能够生一个小孩。
Dumb decision.
这是一个很愚笨的一个决定。
Instead of waiting for God's plan and God's timing,
并没有去等待神的计划跟神的时间。
Rushed ahead and pushed Hagar into Abraham's tent.
夏甲就把她的丈夫亚伯拉罕推到她的侍女夏甲的帐篷里面。
And to complicate things, Abraham foolishly cooperated.
更复杂的事情是她的丈夫亚伯拉罕竟然愚笨地参与这样的一个事情。
The result was Ishmael, and we all know where that led.
这个结果就是以斯玛利，我们都知道。
Even today.In the Middle East.
今天的中东的这些冲突都是从这边开始的。
See, God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight.
神要我们用我们的信心来走我们的生命的路程，而不是用我们眼能够所看见的。
But we want to see all around us, and we want to even see what's ahead of us.
可是我们常常希望能够看得见，我们能摸得着，我们能够看到我们周遭的东西，我们再来做决定。
We want a guarantee, don't we?
我们希望能够有一个保证，不是吗
？We prefer faith. I mean, we prefer sight to faith.
我们常常用眼睛看得到来取代我们对神应该有的信心。
But God says, if you're going to please me, you're going to have to take my word on this.
但是神说，如果你要来取悦于我，你就必须要听我的话语。
You're going to have to believe I am who I say I am.
你们要相信我是谁，而且我说我是谁。
And that I will do what I promise to do, plain and simple.
神也说他会做他所承诺的事情，是这样的清楚明白，而且是这么样的简单。
I remember as a child visiting the hills and the hollows of Kentucky. Our family had a deep well.
记得 Terry 牧师在他小时候到他在家 后山上有一个在 Kentucky 这一州里面有一个水井，有一口水井，很深的水井。
I would send a drawing bucket down into the well, deep well, and bring up some refreshing water.
他小时候常常用那个一个水桶把它放到水井里面，然后能够拉出非常甜美、非常清凉的这个井水出来喝。
I would then take the water and pour it to a bucket and get a dipper and get a cool, refreshing drink of water.
我就把这个水桶拉上来，用一个小的水勺，能够然后拿些一些水来能够喝。
When we find ourselves at a loss to know what to do or how to respond.We then go to God, ask Him.
当我们很多时候，我们发现我们失去一些东西，我们碰到一些困难，我们来到神的面前来问神，要求神的帮助。
And God delivers more than just intelligence, ideas, and good old common sense.
神给我们的是很多智慧，很多的想法，还有一些很多老的一些普通的常识。
He dips into His well of wisdom.And allow us to drink from His bucket, whose refreshment provides abilities and insights from another world.
神他就像这口水井一样，他将他的智慧，充满智慧，属灵的智慧，在水井里面他提出来，让我们能够喝，以至于我们能够很清楚的知道，也能够得到这个能力来面对我们的困难。
Isaiah said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways." Declares the Lord.
在以赛亚书，耶和华说：“我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。”
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
What we need is 2020 Bible vision.
我们要的是20%的圣经的话语。
Spiritual wisdom and understanding is knowing God's truth and then applying it to our lives.
属灵的智慧跟明了是要我们来知道神的话语是一个真理，然后用在我们每天的生活当中。
This is not secret knowledge.
这不是一个神秘、一个秘密的知识。
Psalm 119, 104, and 105.
在诗篇119篇第104、105节。
I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
So we're to find the will of God and then walk according to God's word.
所以我们要来寻求神的旨意，然后按照神的旨意来活我们的生活。
How do we walk in the will of God?
我们怎么样来行在神的旨意当中呢？
In every believer's life, there's a need for more than just sound doctrine.
我相信每一个信徒在他们的生命当中，并不光光只是有一个很好的教义。
We can't isolate ourselves from the needs of the world around us.
我们可以把我们自己孤立起来，从这个世界当中孤立起来。
We must illustrate the life-changing gospel of God.
我们应该走出来，把我们从神所领受的，能够来改变这个世界。
Moody often said every Bible should be bound in shoe leather.
D.L. Moody 说过，他说每一个圣经里面的话语都应该是局限在我们的鞋子里面，意思就是说我们都是应该要有行出来的。
Paul would agree.
保罗是同意的。
Paul challenges us in four areas of our lives to walk or to live in the will of God.
保罗挑战我们在四个方面，我们必须要在我们的生命里面行出来。
First, he says that bearing fruit in every good work.
第一个就是在 哥罗西书里面提到一切善事上，我们要在一切的善事上来结果子。
An abundant harvest of good fruit reveals that a fruit tree is healthy.
当有很丰有丰盛收割的时候，有丰收的时候，当一个水果有丰盛收割的时候，是表示这棵树这个果树是非常健康的。
Debbie and I were missionaries in the city of Brisbane, which is in Queensland, Australia.
Perry 牧师跟师母 Debbie 他们在有一段时间在澳洲的昆士兰一个地方叫 Brisbane 那个地方曾经做过宣教的工作。
We had a banana tree in our backyard.
当时他们在后院里面有一棵香蕉树。
For a few weeks out of the year, we had banana stalks for everybody on the block.
一年的好几个，一年当中好几个礼拜，当这个香蕉树长果子的时候，他们这条街的所有人都可以吃到他们家的香蕉。
In Queensland, we were called banana benders.
在昆士兰，他们就被称为 banana benders.
Yes. If you were a banana tree, would you have stalks on yourself that was for everybody on the block?
如果你是一棵香蕉树，你能够长出很多的果实，为给你们这条街上所有人的人吃吗？
Take a moment and examine the fruit in your life.
那我们花一点时间在这个时候来检查我们自己，我们是一个什么样的一棵树？
Secondly, Paul tells us growing in the knowledge of God.
第二，在这个经文里面谈到要渐渐的来多知道神。
The axiom, the rich get richer, is particularly true in the spiritual realm.
在我们的至理名言就说到拥有钱的会更有钱，这句话事实上更适用于在我们属灵的一个这个境界领域里面。
E.D. Martin illustrates this as he writes.
E.D. Martin 特别在他写的书里面讲到
To receive the gospel is to come to know God.
来接受神的福音是让我们能够来认识神。
To know God is to do His will.
当我们认识神之后是让我们能够来遵行神的旨意。
To do His will is to know God more and more.
当我们来遵行神的旨意的时候，让我们能够更多的来知道神。
See, our knowledge of God should result in more than just knowing good and evil, but doing what is good.
从神来的知识是应该是不是只让我们能够只分辨什么是好的，什么是不好的，乃是要我们能够把我们所知道的付诸于我们的行动。
The knowledge of God should lead us to a transformed relationship with God and others.
从神来的智慧应该是帮助我们能够来改变我们的关系，跟我们跟神的关系，还有跟我们周遭其他人的关系。
The knowledge of God will help us not to be shaken or surprised by the world around us.
而且神给我们的知识也是可以帮助我们不被我们周遭的环境这个世界来影响我们。
We will know assuredly that God is working out His divine purposes in this world.
我们将会知道神在这个世界有他一个神圣的目的。
And believing this, it helps us to see His purposes behind each new circumstance we face.
当我们相信这样的事情时，我们就能够帮助我们自己看到，在很多不同的情况、不同的环境的时候，神为什么要让我们能够遭遇这样的事情？
Thirdly, we need to be strengthened with all power.
第三个，我们必须要力上加力。
Paul prays here for God to give his readers not only spiritual discernment, but also divine power to do it.
保罗在这边为哥罗西教会来祷告，说神希望神能够给这些读他的经文这些人，能够不光是在属灵上能够辨别，而且能够借着神的神圣的力量能够来行出来。
Christianity is not like Home Depot.
基督教并不像 Home Depot.
It's not a do-it-yourself religion.
不是 DIY 就不说你自己去做就可以了。
Martin again says salvation is more than just a matter of restoring your standing with God.
Martin 也同时说，救恩不是除了恢复我们跟神之间的一个关系之外，
It's a transformation in which God is working in believers as well as for them.
更重要的是, 他来改变我们。
Let's look at God's power helping us to endure.
神所给我们的力量, 能够让我们来面对我们的困难有哪些? 第一个是耐力。
This endurance is given to us for our circumstances.
这些耐力是给我们这些力量能够来面对很多不同的情况。
It's the power to cope and be content in all circumstances.
这个耐力是一个力量能够让我们来应付，能够在不同的环境中也让我们能够满足。
Even sometimes when we're swamped by suffering.
甚至有时候我们是受了很多的苦难的时候。
I visited my cousin Karen Sue on Friday.
礼拜五的时候, Pastor Smith 他, 去访问了他的, 表妹, Karen Sue.
She is suffering from terminal cancer.
她有癌症, 是在末期的时候。
We talked and I prayed and I read portions of scripture to her.
我们谈, 我为她祷告, 我们也读圣经来给她听。
I said, when you're suffering, you often ask, has the Lord forgotten me?
我对他说,当你在受苦的时候,你是不是常问神,你是否已经赦免我?
Karen said, that's true.
Karen 说,是的,那是真实的。
Then I read her a magnificent passage of scripture.
然后我就读了一段非常美的经文,是在以赛亚书。
I want you to write this passage down and memorize.
我希望你能够把这段,把这节经文写下来,能够把它背起来。
Isaiah 49:16.
以赛亚书49章16节
I will not forget you.
我将不会忘记你。
See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands.
看啊,我将你铭刻在我掌上。
As the Lord looks at his palms, our ways are continually before him.
当神看着他的掌上,知道我们的时候,
Not one fleeting moment goes by that he doesn't know where we are.
很多继续发生的事情,其实在我们面前这样发生的事情,其实他都知道, 很多稍纵即逝的事情,即使在很短的时间内发生的事情,神都知道。
That he doesn't know how we're doing or how we're feeling.
他知道我们怎么样来面对,我们是怎么样的感觉这些事情。
Run to the Lord and take His hand today.
快跑到神的面前来抓住他的手。
Let Him lead you through life's most difficult moments.
让神牵着你的手来经过现在最难、最目前最困难的时刻。
If you're enduring today, He will give you the power to handle those difficulties.
如果你今天面对很多困难，神会给你耐力。
He will also give you power for patience.
他也同时会给你另外一个能力, 就是耐心。
And patience is exercised for people.
耐心是让我们来操练我们跟在人之间。
It refuses to give in toward bitterness or it resists striking back in revenge.
耐心是什么意思呢? 耐心就是拒绝来屈服很多的苦楚。 然而能够借着这样的力气能够来反击这些苦楚。
Patience also means the willingness to stay where we are.
耐心也同时他的意思说我们愿意在这样困难的情况中能够安定在天。
And to live the situation out in full.
能够在这样的情况里面用一个全然的信心,对神的全然信心。
And to believe that God is working His perfect will in our lives, and that He will bless our lives.
相信神会在我们的背后，在知道我们的这样的境况，然后帮助我们在这样的境况当中出来，而任何的结果都是对我们最好的。
Is there any bitterness in your heart today?
有什么苦楚在你的心里面吗？今天
？Ask God to help you to let that bitterness go.
求神。 让这些苦楚在你的心里面能够离开。
Sometimes we can't do it by ourselves.
有时候我们没办法自己能够来做这样的事情。
God will give you the strength to let that bitterness go.
神会给你这样的一个能力，能够让这样的苦楚离开你的心。
And when the bitterness is gone, your face will go like this to like this.
当你的苦楚离开的时候，你的脸啊会从这样，然后变成笑容。
Nice face, yeah, good. And then you'll be joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
然后你就会像经文里面提到说，我们就会欢欢喜喜的来感谢父神。
Paul commands us to be thankful.
保罗在这里要我们，命令我们要能够感恩。
Apparently, we have control over whether or not we can be thankful.
很明显的，我们每一个人都能够来控制我们什么时候要感恩。
It's something that we decide to do.
这是我们能够自己决定的。
One author says gratitude in its deepest sense means to live life as a gift to be received gratefully.
有一个作者他在这样讲到有关感恩事情，他说感恩 感激在一个很深的一个的意思里面，他是说我们用一颗非常感激的心来接受生命是一个礼物，是用一个很感恩的心，不管这个生命是怎么样的生命。
Gratitude as the gospel speaks about it embraces all aspects of life.
感恩在福音里面所提到的是要我们来全然的来接受这个生命。
The good and the bad, the joyful and the painful, the holy and the unholy.
这个生命可能是好或是有坏，可能是有喜乐也有痛苦，也有是神圣的时候，也有是不神圣的时候。
Paul mentions three things here for which we are to be grateful.
保罗在这个经文里面也提到有三件事情值得让我们能够来感恩的。
First of all, the Father has qualified us for an inheritance.
第一个在经文里面讲到神叫我们能够得着他的基业。
Christ makes this present life bearable and Christ promises a new life in his heavenly kingdom.
耶稣基督告诉我们，我们今天的生命是可以忍受的。他更应许我们新的生命会是在天堂。
Helen Keller, who became blind and deaf at an early age, wrote in her autobiography.
海伦凯勒，我们知道他是一个很有名的作家。他在很年轻的时候，因为生了一场病。至于他眼睛不能看见，耳朵也变聋了。
For three things I thank God every day of my life.
他在他的自传里面提到，每天有三件事情让我要来到神的面前感恩的。
Thanks that He gave me a knowledge of my works, of His works.
第一个，他感谢的是神给他有这样的知识，知道神的功在他的身上。
Deep thanks that He set in my darkness the lamp of faith.
更深的感谢是在于在他看不到的眼的世界里面，神给他一盏很明亮的信心的一个灯。
Deepest thanks that I have another life to look forward to.
更感谢的是神给了他另外一个生命。
A life joyous with light and flowers and heavenly song.
这个生命是神给他永远的生命，是一个喜乐的生命，是充满着光，充满着花朵，还有充满着天上的诗歌。
Secondly, the Father has rescued us from darkness.
第二，圣经里面提到神救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And thirdly, the Father has brought us into the kingdom of His Son.
第三个，提到神把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面。
Are you grateful to God today?
你为神来感恩吗？
Then let your face show it.
让你的脸来告诉我们。
We have a PowerPoint illustration here that shows a physical walk versus a spiritual walk.
在上面幻灯片上面有一张来显示出我们的肉体上面的形跟我们在属灵上面的形是有什么样的差，有什么样的相同性跟相异性。
How many of you take a walk for your exercise? How many walk for your exercise?
多少人是用走路来运动的？举手。
How many of you like me like to sit and do exercises?
有哪些人做运动是像 向牧师坐下来啊，举手。
When you have a spiritual walk and a physical walk, both move us closer to the goal.
在我们肉体上的运动行走啊，跟我们属灵的行走啊，是都是让我们能够来更接近我们的目标。
Both can vary at the rate of speed.
两者都可能有不同的速度。
Both encounter obstacles.
两者也都同时有时候我们会碰到一些拦阻在前面。
Both require energy and effort.
两者也都同时需要能量跟需要花很多时间。
The physical life and the spiritual walk and the physical walk can be stopped.
这两者在走的时候也都可能被停住。
Both of them can be exhausting.
两者也都可能让你非常疲累不堪。
But also both of them can be exhilarating.
可是同时也这两者也都可以让你非常的振奋。
And then those who walk worthy of the gospel.
那些去行的人是值得这些神的福音。
What does their life look like?
他们的生命会像什么呢？
First they strive to please the Lord.
他们会尽可能去来取悦于我们的神。
They live humbly before God.
他们活着非常谦卑地活在神的面前。
They do productive works.
他们非常有效率地在做工，在做任何事情的时候。
They continue to get to know God.
他们不断地来想要多认识神。
They receive God's inheritance.
他们也承受了神的产业。
They receive rich rewards.
他们接到了非常丰富的这个奖赏。
And they have the joy of the Lord.
他们有从神来的喜悦。
Paul concludes here with two joyous, glorious benefits in our Savior Jesus Christ.
在这经文里面，保罗总结了两个非常重要的这个 benefit 就是好处。
Our redemption and forgiveness of sins.
这两个，一个就是得蒙救赎，另外一个是我们的罪过得以赦免。
Jesus bought us when he died on the cross for our sins.
提到我们的罪得蒙救赎，主耶稣基督在他死在十字架上的时候，他就为我们的罪就得蒙救赎。
He redeemed us, or he paid the price for our sin.
他为我们的罪来付出代价。
When he died on the cross of Calvary, he died for you.
当他在哥哥他山上死的时候，他是为你为我而死。
We're going to read Isaiah 53 verses 4 through 6.
我们将要来读以赛亚书第五十三章四到六节。
And as we read this, when you see the word our, put the word my in there.
当我们来读这段经文的时候，里面所提到我们，把我们这个我们改成我。
Surely he took up my infirmities.
他诚然担当我的忧患。
And carried my sorrows.
背负我的痛苦。
Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
我却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
He was pierced for my transgressions.
哪知他为我的过犯受害。
He was crushed for my iniquities.
为我的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的责罚，刑罚我得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我得医治。
We all like sheep have gone astray; each has turned to his own way.
我都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我的罪孽都归在他身上。
And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
神将我们的过犯都加在他的身上。
Go to the next slide there. I love this. I love these next two slides. They so picture God's forgiveness.
我很喜欢在这一章跟下一章的幻灯片里面。
No extra charge for the nice slides.
就跟你们收钱，为这两张好看的幻灯片，不用多收钱。
Second benefit is the forgiveness of sins.
第二个好处就是他赦免了我们的罪。
Forgiveness is not simply wiping the slate of the past.
赦免并不是把我们过去的罪从记录里面把它洗掉。
It sets us free for the present and for the future.
它乃是把我们从让我们能够从罪中得以自由，在未来从现在到未来。
You see, forgiveness opens up the door and possibility of living a life worthy of God.
神的赦免帮我们开启了一扇门，让我们能够为神活一个有意义的生活。
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us.
在诗篇103篇12节里面提到，东离西有多远？ 他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
And the second slide, thou will cast, and thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
这张幻灯片是讲到弥迦书第7章19节，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
Today, have you been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb?
今天在座各位，你们是否已经被这个圣洁羔羊的血来救赎了呢？
Have your sins been forgiven?
你的罪被赦免了吗？
If the answer is yes, then thank God today for His wonderful grace and for His mercy.
如果你的答案是是的，那么感谢神，为了神他丰富的恩典跟恩惠。
If not today, receive the forgiveness and redeeming sacrifice for your sins.
如果你的答案是没有，我还没有被神所赦免，还没有接受这样的一个救赎，那么 You
can meet with any leader after the church service.
你可以留下来跟我们教会的领袖能够来谈这些事情，在聚会之后。
And we can show you how to become a Christian.
我们能够告诉你怎么样成为一个基督徒。
Remember today that spiritual freedom is walking in the will of God.
记住我们今天所领受到的是说，属灵的自由是因着我们行在神的旨意当中。
Walk with God today.
今天行在神的旨意当中。
Someone has said, with each new dawn, there is delivered to your door.
有人说，当每一天天亮的时候， 有一扇新的门开启，为你开启，它是一个很新鲜的一个新的包装，叫做今天。There
is a fresh new package called today.
Translated.
Oh, you already did that?
Yeah.
Good job. God has designed us in such a way that we can only handle one package at a time.
神很奇妙的，他设计我们的生活，是让我们每天都能够来面对这样的一个包装，一个新的一个包装，叫做今天。And
all the grace we need will be supplied by Him as we unwrap this package.
而神会给我们足够的恩典，给我们足够的能力来面对这样一个新的包装。每一天里面，也让我们在这一天里面能够把它打开来，看看这个包装我们怎么样来 面对这个新的每一天。
Enjoy this beautiful day that we have because it is a gift from God.
让我们一起来享受每一天神所给我们新的一天，因为这是神给我们的礼物。
And all God's people said, Amen.
所有我们属神的都说阿们。
Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Brother James.
You're welcome.
Let's all please stand.